With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. Colstrip operator Talon Energy was sued today by a former parent company over claims of responsibility for worker pensions and environmental cleanup costs at that coal-fired power plant in southeast Montana. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
The suit, filed by Pennsylvania-based PPL Corporation in a Delaware court, says Talon Energy is without merit trying to recover more than $700 million from its predecessor. Today's complaint from PPL is a countersuit to court filings in Montana from Talon in late October. In them, Talon claimed that PPL stripped significant value from its Montana holdings before spinning them off into the Talon Montana Company in 2015. Talon says PPL fraudulently transferred money from its sale of 11 hydroelectric dams in Montana to add to its own profits, then spun off liabilities of worker pension funding and environmental cleanup costs at Colstrip to Talon. In an October press release, the company wrote that PPL's improper handling of that money was, quote, leaving Talon, Montana without adequate funds to pay its obligations on its own, unquote. However, according to the Billings Gazette, Talon, Montana later clarified it would cover its obligations to Colstrip workers and to environmental cleanup costs. Ryan Hill, a spokesman for PPL, says Talon's situation, along with its affiliate Riverstone Holdings, LLC, is a result of choices made by those groups, not PPL.
Out of the gates, you know, we positioned Talon well for success, and we had no control or responsibility over what happened after that spinoff.
Hill says at the time of the spinoff, pension plans, which cover Colstrip employees and retirees, were well-funded. A Talon spokesperson told Montana Public Radio Friday afternoon that they had not yet seen PPL's complaint, but Talon will continue with its own lawsuits and defend itself against PPL's allegations. Talon Energy owns 50% of Colstrip Units 1 and 2 and owns 30% of Units 3 and 4. Colstrip's older units, 1 and 2, are scheduled to shut down in 4 years because of a Clean Air Act lawsuit settlement. The coal-fired power plant in Colstrip employs about 320 people. I'm Corin Cates-Carney.